A good leader inspires people to have confidence in the leader. A great leader inspires people to have confidence in themselves. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn why confidence is the most important leadership skill. Enjoy.
Let's talk about certainty. And this is something that for all of us, especially those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who step into positions of leadership where you have, you know, people following you, following your work, following your lead, just because you're the person who's the leader, just because you're the person in charge or the boss or the, you know, whatever your title happens to be, that doesn't mean that everything is always working for you. It might seem like that to the people who are following you or the people who are working for you or the people who have not quite accomplished what you accomplished. It might seem like everything's always just going well for you, or maybe that's the face that you feel like you have to put on for your audience and the people who are, you know, looking up to you and they're depending on you. But we all know, especially those of you who are leaders, we know that we have rough days. We have times when things aren't working. We have, if you're running a business, you have times where business isn't popping off the way that it needs to be. If you're playing a sport, there are times when your team is just not playing the way that it needs to play. All of us had these situations. If you're a parent, there are times when you're not sure, you know, how you're going to take care of your family the way that you want to take care of them, but you still have those kids and whoever else in your family is looking up to you as the person in charge, as the man or the woman at the house, or whatever it's going to be. And the thing is, even though everything is not always popping off in your favor, everything's not always working the way that you want to, you as the leader, it is your job to always maintain that certainty, that energy, that when everybody else in the group looks at you, they can feel more secure about the situation, even though you might not even know how you're going to handle the situation. You might not even know if you're going to survive the situation, whatever it happens to be, but you still have to be that face of certainty. And this is not about, because some people will ask this, it's not about you faking it. And it's not about you pretending that everything's okay when everything is not okay, but it is about you being the strong person, you being the confident person that everyone else can look to and they can feel certain because you feel certain. Understand that your job as the leader is to serve the people in your organization. Again, your organization could be a sports team, a business, a family, whatever. Your first job is to serve those people and make them feel secure, make them feel taken care of. And then your second job is to take care of whatever the situation might happen to be, in that order. It is your job to make sure that they feel cool. So when they feel good, then they will go do whatever their jobs happen to be. Then you can go do whatever your job happens to be. But you have to have that face of certainty and be that face of certainty, rather, on a consistent basis for your team. Because as soon as you fall apart, and you're uncertain and you're not quite sure what's going to happen, and you got that, you know, I don't know energy, and everybody's looking at you and they're like, all right, well, this person doesn't know. Well, what are they going to do? If they see that you're not sure, they see that you don't believe, what are they going to do? Of course, they're not going to believe. Of course, they're not going to feel good about the situation, and that's when everything's going to fall apart. So it is your job every single day, even when you're not sure, even when you're not really that certain yourself, you got to be certain for the people on your team, because they depend on you. It is when that cloud of uncertainty, that cloud of whatever you want to call it, anxiety, worry, fear, whatever it happens to be, is hanging over your head. That's when it's most importantly your job to be the person that everybody else can look to and say, all right, well, they can say to themselves, I don't know how this situation is going to turn out. I don't know what I can do for the situation, but look at the leader, look at this person, look at him, look at her. They believe, they seem certain, they seem sure of themselves. So you know what? I'm gonna be sure of myself because this is the person in charge and I'm dependent on them. So as long as they can depend on you, they might not have the answers. And even though you don't, you gotta give them the feeling that you do, and or you're gonna figure it out, because that's what's gonna let them keep showing up and being who they need to be and just fulfilling their role. So then you can fulfill the biggest role, which is solving all the biggest problems, handling all the biggest challenges, and bringing the team home, so to speak, bringing them home to that victory, whatever it happens to be. So even when, if right now you're feeling uncertain about a situation, you're not sure how you're going to figure something out, you're in a situation where you don't know, you know where the answers are going to come from, where the money's going to come from, how you're going to solve this issue that is hanging over your head right now. And maybe you do feel like that when you're looking in the mirror and you're at home by yourself. But when you get around your team and around those people who are trusting you, you can't be that person. When you get around your team and the people who trust you and the people who look up to you, you can't be uncertain. You can't be, I don't know. You can't be anxious. You can't be fearful. You can't be worrisome. You can't have that weak energy, because if you have that, then the whole thing is going to fall apart. At least let other people be certain. Let other people feel safe and secure based on you, because that's what they're looking at. They're not looking at the bigger situation as much. They're looking at you first. They might know the bigger situation, but then they're going to look at you. And if you look like you're good, then everybody else is going to be good. So that is your responsibility to your team, to always have that level of certainty to where they feel safe and secure just by looking at you. And that is your number one job in any organization in which you are in a position of leadership.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.